Welcome back. This is Up North News for Thursday, August 25th. Find us online at upnorthnewswi.com. Sign up for our daily newsletter at the website by clicking newsletter up in the top banner. We are going to talk to a lot of folks who have decided to put themselves out there to run for office. Yesterday, we had four candidates on at once, and I know that our friend Kristen Lyerly wants to do the same with a lot of women who are running for legislative seats in Northeast Wisconsin. And now we're heading dead center of the state to talk to Kristen Conway. She is an alder in Schofield and running in the 85th Assembly District, the Pat Snyder seat, I believe, Kristen, right? Good morning.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Pat Snyder seat.
Okay. Yep. And you're a current alder in Schofield?
I am a current alder in Schofield, which is a city of 2,000 people. Okay. So I won that race with 26 votes total.
See, every vote matters. I'm going to say it like a broken record. Kristen, why don't you tell us a little bit about your bio, your upbringing and what you're doing now, and then we'll get into why you're running.
Sure. So I grew up in central Wisconsin. I grew up in Antigo. Went to school down by Green Bay, moved to Minneapolis for a few years, moved back here to be closer to my family, as many of my Gen Z or Gen X does. So moved back here. I've been working for nonprofits. That's kind of where my passion has been. I worked for a nonprofit here in Wausau. And then, like a lot of people, once I had kids, and I had two, after I paid for daycare, I was making $1 an hour. Wow. So we made the decision that I would be a stay-at-home mom. So I did that for 10 years. I had a couple more kids. I've been working part-time on and off for the last probably 15 years, doing what I can to help make ends meet. My husband also works in the nonprofit sector. Ran for office in 2018 and won, so that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's it. For now, I've been still working for nonprofits. I work for the Jewish congregation here, Mount Sinai. And then I do part-time social media kind of at home on the side, contracted for other nonprofits.
What is it that you were seeing around your community that said you'd like to be an alder for Schofield? You'd like to get involved more than most folks do actually run for an office?
Mm-hmm. Just really a need to get involved in local government. So I started by going to the meetings every monthly meetings, where I was literally the only one there. Nobody else ever came, because again, it's Schofield, it's 2,000 people. It's very small, the smallest of beans. So I went to probably six or seven months worth of meetings. And then they had an opening, someone had moved. So I applied for that with a couple other applicants, and I did not get chosen for that. So I decided at that second that I was going to run, and then I won, which we call here locally, we call that pulling a Rosenberg, because it's something that Katie did. So I won that seat.
You could do worse. Yeah, you could do worse than follow Katie Rosenberg's path, you know?
Right. She's kind of my mentor here. Uh-huh. So I did that. And then actually my husband was the county board rep here. At the same time, he just lost his seat in April, but so he did a stint on the county board, and really just a sense of seeing what's happening around us and wanting to be involved in that.
You mentioned your husband losing his seat in April, and it reminds me that there were elections there for school board in that area and other positions. It has really been a case. I mean, we have watched that area become what was once comfortably Democratic, but this, we're talking back in the days of Dave Obey and Russ Decker and several others who represented that area. And it has continued to trend Republican, but now it's gone beyond. It's gone beyond to where much of the Republican Party has gone in ways that are, to me, awfully concerning about what they're proposing and what they're opposing when it comes to our public schools, when it comes to, city and county government and such. So having seen that trend, what is it that you're telling your neighbors and telling voters about how they ought to think differently and consider a new direction in who represents them in Madison?
Well, right. And I think one thing that I've been talking about is, government is supposed to function. And, leaders are supposed to work together to solve the big problems. And we're not seeing that. We're not seeing that on a local level. We're not seeing that on a state level. We're not even seeing that on a federal level. You know, government's supposed to be honest and ethical and get stuff done and work together. And it's not happening. It's not happening because we see so many of these, what I call their culture war issues, the non-issues, the bills against trans kids or against, you know, book banning. Those aren't real issues that Americans, Wisconsinites care about. It's just a way to distract us and divide us. And so that we're not focused on the fact that our water isn't, you know, safe to drink, or our roads are crumbling. Nope, let's blame that on the trans kids and let's pass bills about that.
Or the immigrants or, yeah, any other group that's easy to demonize. There's an interesting intersection in what you just said there about the water and also about trans kids and things. In our next hour, we're going to be talking about the efforts to ban so-called conversion therapy for kids who, you know, believe they are, you know, LGBTQ. And in La Crosse, they're working on the ordinance. It may be challenged, and in Eau Claire and other cities, it has been passed. As I looked up the information on this, on Wisconsin Public Radio's website, I found a news story from last year that on the same day that the Republican legislature struck down a rule that would have banned conversion therapy, they also struck down a rule that would have provided better regulation of water against PFAS, these industrial compounds. In one fell swoop, they could have taken care of a couple of important issues and decided to sweep both under the rug. I certainly didn't remember that all of that happened on the same day a year ago, so I certainly don't expect most voters do. So I feel like you probably have some educating to do with the voters to let them know what's really happening beyond the pithy sayings and campaign commercials.
Exactly. One thing that I've been saying when I'm talking to people at doors is my opponent, if you look at his social media or his, I'm not using air quotes here, his website, there's no stances on anything. Social media is full of giving awards to people and giving, you know, honoring this Boy Scout, which are very important and they're valid. But I just made a post yesterday and said, if you know how many awards your representative has given out, but you don't know it's an abortion, that's a problem. That really is a problem. And, you know, especially in this area where this is a competitive district, you know, a few years ago, it was won by a handful of votes. So I think what my opponent has done is just kind of been quiet, been very, very quiet. And that's, you'll see some ads coming out where I talk about that he doesn't talk about how he votes. And a lot of those things, like you said, are swept under the rug and nobody knows about it. Nobody, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know that they adjourned in March and have been, you know, getting paid since March. You know, just things that you just really learn to not say, not answer questions, not give straight answers. And that's one thing that I've said too. I don't consider myself a politician. I tell the truth. If you ask me what I think about something, I will tell you what I think about it. And if I don't know, I'll tell you, I don't know. I need some more information about that.
Kristen Conway is our guest this hour from Schofield, running for assembly in the 85th district. So you talked about the district being competitive, and when that is the case, yes, I think that is where the current division inside the Republican Party is quite real, and it has put a lot of people in that party in an uncomfortable position. And the ones who have not completely become acolytes of Donald Trump are trying to lay low as best they can. Now, I can't speak for Representative Pat Snyder, but apparently he doesn't want to speak for himself either. But in so doing, we have to keep in mind that silence is complicity as well. You don't have to be in favor of, for example, you know, Trump taking national secrets and storing them in a closet, but by being silent about it as well, rather than condemning it, you're only helping spread that kind of misinformation. Now, obviously, Kristen, that's at the macro level. But to your point, it's that voters are hearing all this talk about Trump and documents and everything else. And it seems like they need to know whether their local representative condones such behavior, condemns it, and then more importantly, are they going to stand up for the voters in their district, or just as they're doing for these 10 months, collect a paycheck and do nothing?
Right, right. And you know, locally, you can compare that to the Gableman investigation. You know, I listened to an interview on the other AM radio station where he was asked about voter fraud and gave a very non-answer, and didn't say that he believed it was there or that he didn't. You know, if anyone were to ask me, I would say, no, there was no widespread voter fraud. Like, that's an answer to a question, not, well, maybe see what the evidence shows. Just give an answer.
Isn't that, it's that simple. So will you get a chance?
It is.
Will you get a chance to do that? We talked to four different candidates in Western Wisconsin yesterday that are having little to no success in having groups or media put together forums or even sending back questionnaires from some of the Republican candidates when it comes to agreeing to forums or providing answers. What's the situation like there?
Well, I mean, I do have an interview with Wisconsin Eye next week, which I think, you know, they're doing that for all over the state. So that's not really a local thing. I'm not sure. People keep asking me, are you going to debate him? I keep saying, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. But if you look back to the April election, we had a very partisan race for nonpartisan school board and county board specifically. And many of the candidates who were supported by the Republican Party just flat out didn't answer their questionnaires. And I was just reading, we have a local reporter who does a lot of good stuff on his own. And he kind of did an analysis. Did that matter to voters? And it really didn't. Even the people that didn't put in any questionnaires, they still won. They didn't answer any questions, but they still won their district.
Yes, they did. And we, again, it's something I noted yesterday, going back to 2010, when local groups of the League of Women Voters were shocked that suddenly they were being painted as, you know, part of, you know, the fake news or fake media, and that Republican candidates were not attending these forums. And so a lot of times these forums were canceled rather than holding them with an empty chair. And it's less shocking now that they've been doing this for more than a decade, but no less reckless. As you noted, it doesn't seem to always matter in the end at the ballot box, but I think that simply means you've got to take your points to more people more often, knock on more doors. If there's not going to be a forum, that's time that you can spend, you know, visiting with more people as well. And so when we're going to take a break here, and when we get to the other side, we're going to talk more about what some of those conversations are like at those doors. We'll get into more of the issues that you think a legislature should be proactive on, you know, provided the legislature actually shows up. Again, for folks who don't normally follow this, they gaveled out in late February, and they're not coming back until January, and they're still getting a full-time salary. We'll take a break, have more with Kristen Conway after this. You're up north.